USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump on whether he'll accept the results of the November election.
You don't know until you see. It depends. I think mail-in voting is going to rig the election. I really do.
After the president made that remark on Fox News Sunday, House Speaker Democrat Nancy Pelosi says this morning that it doesn't matter what President Trump accepts when the results come in.
Whether he knows it yet or not, he will be leaving. Just because he might not want to move out of the White House doesn't mean we won't have an inauguration ceremony to inaugurate a duly elected president of the United States.
The FBI now leading an investigation into the murder of a federal judge's 20-year-old son and the shooting of her husband. Witnesses say a man posing as a delivery driver shot the New Jersey federal judge Esther Salas' son and husband last night at their home in North Brunswick. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
It's still unclear what a new coronavirus relief bill might look like, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The White House has been pushing back against proposals by Republican senators seeking to provide funding for COVID-19 testing and contact tracing in an upcoming coronavirus relief bill. The Trump administration is seeking to block billions of dollars to provide testing and contact tracing amid a surge in COVID-19 cases, in addition to funding for the CDC to address the pandemic. Negotiations are focused on a bill that Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is preparing to introduce later this week.
New York City reaching another milestone today as it enters the fourth and final phase of its reopening process. Places like zoos and botanical gardens can start welcoming visitors back. Sports teams can play in their stadiums, though, without fans in attendance. But the coronavirus continues to surge in Florida, where more than 12,000 new cases were reported yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Civil rights groups are putting together a nationwide walkout today, demanding greater social equity and justice. Organizers with the Service Employees International Union are calling the strike for black lives. Planned in cities from L.A. to Boston, the idea is to call for higher wages and an end to what organizers call systemic racism in the workplace and in communities. The additional $600 in unemployment benefits that Americans have been getting will be ending after this week. The supplement has been part of the $2 trillion coronavirus relief package that Congress passed in March, but more than 25 million workers have been collecting $600 a week on top of state unemployment benefits, and those payments vary widely. Six states pay less than $300 a week in unemployment benefits, but many others pay more, meaning people were making more money than they were had they actually been working. Today is the last day to register to vote in Florida's August 18th primary election, the deadline coming 4 days after the U.S. Supreme Court refused to let felons who have completed their sentences vote unless they pay fees, fines, and restitution. 51 years ago today, humans took their first steps on the moon. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.